Dr. Kenny, we have got some information for all of you that is going to be in regard to your opportunity to save a life. So from Vashon Fire Department, we have EMT EMT Brian Lee here with us today. And we also have Lily. So they're going to tell you about a first aid CPR class that's going to be coming up. That's going to be free to the public, and that'll be coming up next week. But first of all, let's all welcome Kenny to Voice of Vashon. And Kenny's going to tell us a little bit about Journeyman and how he got involved with this incredible program.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Well, Journeyman is a organization that's been around for at least 6 to 8 years, I think. I came in about 6 years ago. Began as a way to mentor youth, mostly boys, in the school system. I started that way with them. I was doing what we call council circles in the school. Usually topics of mindfulness, emotional awareness, inclusivity, with consent, bullying is many of the topics that I cover in my circle. And we've been doing that as a way to bring in kind of emotional awareness and mindfulness to youth. I just got done with 3 camps this summer, which was the first one I did was Wayfinders, which is for middle school kids. And we call these rite of passages camps. And then we did one for the high school called Forge. They're about 4 days in the wilderness, no technology. Mm-hmm. We expect them not to bring their phones or to leave their phones behind. And but it was mostly, I think, Journeyman centered around this idea called council, which is circles. We have a talking piece, and there's certain agreements that we abide by in those circles. And it's a way to express and to be able to learn how to articulate what's happening emotionally and mentally, psychologically, as well as to be able to be acute listeners to those who are expressing themselves.
Interesting. So who would actually be appropriate to join a journeyman, and how does one get involved?
Well, to be a journeyman in the schools, all you have to do is talk to your counselor, reach out to them, and we have circles once a week. They're about usually an hour or 50 minutes, but sometimes I do go over. Talk to your counselor. It's right now we have it's for boys in Chautauqua, McMurray, and the high school. Vashon High School, and the circles usually meet once a week. And if you want to get involved in the camps, then it's a great place to go for that is journeyman.us. That's our website, and it has all that information. It tells us what we're about. There's now an umbrella organization called One Village that holds a much more broader services to the community. We call it One Village, and Journeyman is mostly for rites of passages, camps, and the circles.
Journeyman.us for more information. And so it sounds to me like it's mostly high school boys?
No, we do elementary, Chautauqua.
Oh.
And they have circles there.
Okay.
There are like day camps that we do for the elementary age. The middle school and the high school, we didn't do it this year, but there's something called a quest, which is a rite of passage where they go out on their own at part of that, where they it's sort of like a based on indigenous rite of passages, where they're alone for a certain amount of time in the woods.
Like a vision quest.
Vision quest, yes. And we didn't do that this year. It's a lot to do to get that going. It's a lot of staff. It's a lot of commitment to the staff involved in Journeyman. So we did a little turn, and we tried something called Forge, which is we have a base camp on island, and we do like 3 or 4 days with the boys working on it's rite of passage. We're trying to like get them to be self-aware, get them to find identity, get them to be more comfortable in the transitions that they're going through, whether it's middle school or high school into graduation.
Well, I understand oftentimes one has to break out of their comfort zone in order to grow. And it sounds like this is the ideal environment and opportunity for this to happen.
Right. We try to create a safe container for that. Mm-hmm. So our agreements in council is like, you know, whoever has a talking piece, we hold space for them. We don't do any kind of crosstalk. We try to respect the speaker, which I think develops a sense of self-awareness and authentic self, as well as really the ability to listen, which I think is one of the struggles with most youth, is that we put them in these situations and nobody's really taught them how to listen. Mm-hmm. And I did something called Orbit Music Club at O-Space, which was just gathering. I backline instruments and I teach them how to play instruments, and we learn songs and we create our own songs. But what I was even more fully aware was it's the art of listening is not really taught for youth. So you have a kid just noodling and not being aware that somebody else is talking or somebody else is trying to work on a song. And I noticed through that program that they did learn the art of listening. And that's sort of what Journeyman's hoping to do. Listen with the heart is what we say, and speak with the heart.
Wouldn't you think social media has helped to take away a lot of those skills?
And I could go on that for a long time. But yes, I'm complete agreement with that. That sort of dopamine hit of the quick, you know, Viktor Frankl says we have stimulus and decision and all the spaces in between. And I think right what's happening now is stimulus decision. And hopefully what we can do with council, which is sitting in circle, it's almost like seminar form, which is a Socratic approach to education. And we sit in circle and we're able to have that stimulus and that decision with a lot of space in between, where it's not just reaction, it's not just a dopamine hit, it's not just expression. We have to actually hold space for the other, and then that creates a slowing down of our thought processes.
Hmm. And my guess is that, this, for lack of a better term, we can call them campouts. I would guess that because of this peer support, there's a lot of friendships that are developed throughout this.
I'm going to get emotional because it's incredible. It really
no
is.
Doubt.
I mean, as a therapist, I work within these four walls of a room, right? And you have the mentor of nature. You have the mentor of others. You have the mentors of peers. I think one of the amazing things of how Journeyman runs things is that we have elders, and we have what we call journeymen for like the youth, like the middle school. We have people who have gone through the program who might be in high school who come and support, sort of like a liaison between the age groups. And then we have leads, which I am usually lead for a certain pod or a certain group of kids. And then you have elders. And so this is how we've lived for thousands and thousands of years. And studies show that the alpha waves that get created when youth and elders are together is they're at their peak. Mm. And I don't really understand the science of it. I've read about it, but we do know that it's how we need to be. It's good to have elders and youth working together, and it's an amazing experience. And the bonds and the connections and the healing that happens, I think, is more suited for youth. I love what I do. I love my job as a mental health counselor. But it might not be the right modality for everybody. And I find that the camps for youth is like just perfect for transitions and healing modality for them.
And laying out a broader spectrum of role models.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's like the family system can be contained to just a nuclear family. Historically, we've had like extended family. So you might not connect with your father. You might not connect with your mom. You can connect with an aunt. You can connect with an uncle. You can connect with a cousin. And so that broadens the perception of who one might find identity with. W.H. Auden is a poet, and he has this saying that says, kids try on different masks to figure out which one actually fits them. Hmm. So when you have that broad sense of community, they could go, oh, I want to be like him, or I feel like I could understand, or they understand me more than this person. So it opens it up to much more of a breadth than sort of like a mono approach to mentorship.
Well, you know, Kenny, one thing I've learned and experienced through my own journey in recovery has been that, you know, we have our family of origin, mm-hmm. mom, dad, siblings, what have you, but we also have family of choice, other people that we yes. can connect with and identify yes. with and learn from. And it sounds like there are lots of great opportunities for that in this journey.
Yes, there is. We in the schools, we usually have a lead, which is me of the facilitator, which I run the McMurray one. And then we have mentors who are people from the community who volunteer. And they're usually, you know, elders in the community that want to be there. And it's amazing to have that assistance and that help. I mean, and to have bodies. We really have, you know, how it is in the teaching system. One teacher to 23, 25, 28 kids. Just doesn't work. When yeah. we do the journeyman, we have a lot of support for each kid. So they don't get just like a minute of me as being a lead, especially in the circles at schools. They get somebody else that they might be able to understand or have communication with.
And build a support network.
Build a support, yeah.
So we've only got, I mean, that's a lot of good stuff. Yeah. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I know you're also greatly involved in the music scene too with youth. Is that correct?
I did. I started a program at O-Space. I'm not doing that anymore, but yes, I still would like to. We're recording the songs at the moment, so we don't have a space to do it, but we're using my recording equipment to record the songs that we actually wrote in that group. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I have one final question, and that is Journeymen. Is there anything available for the female?
There is
gender.
Something called Sisterhood that's happening in the schools that are, it's like, it's oriented towards females and the youth there. It's called Sisterhood. I don't know what their email or their website is, but yeah, that's an opportunity for them. And One Village was created for that, more that inclusivity. Like we have, I just did the Passing the Torch, which was a father-son camp, two nights. I was a dad lead, so we have that. And then Kindle are starting to develop more gender-mixed inclusivity camps. We do Kindle, which is just the parent you came with. It could be male, female. And we haven't done that this year, but hopefully we'll bring that one next year. We have... we're going to do a men's circle. I'll be running that in the fall for adult males to you know, do the same kind of council format.
Would that include overnights too?
No. That'll be like a week. It's usually like 8 weeks, and I do it an evening and then, you know, once a week.
Wow.
So for 2 hours, it's a men's circle.
Lots of opportunities for growth.
Yes. Yes.
On this island, and I've mentioned this before, for some reason I've always gotten the vibe, Vashon seems to be a healing vortex in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people.
Journeyman is an experiment. I don't think it could have happened anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the perfect place for it to happen. It was a spark that came from Nikki Wilkes, and I think he grew up here, and I think the island sort of developed that spark in him, and I think it's a perfect place to try this out. We're expanding out into other, like, Tacoma schools and Seattle schools, but I think the experiment that happened, this was the perfect place for us to try it.
Oh, and I think the inner city is a perfect place for it to grow into,
yes,
where I live in Tacoma, so it's greatly needed there. Kenny Alton, thank you so much. This is a lot of information, and we'd love to have you come back.
I'd love to come back, Tom. Thank you.
Talk about some more of this in the fall as
yes.
more of the programs evolve. And it sounds like the program is evolving just as fast as Well, the rest of us are, and the opportunities on the island. In the beginning of the show, I mentioned to Lily and Brian that we would have them speak first because being an EMT, you never know when they're going to get called out. And I heard Brian's beeper go off right in the middle of Kenny speaking. So join me in welcoming Lily and Brian Lee with the Vashon Fire Department. Glad to have you guys, and feel free to just jump in and share the mics and speak whenever you want. Tell us a little bit about what all the different roles you guys play in the island, because it's a lot. It's not just putting out fires. Saving lives comes in many, many forms.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I am the program manager for VIFR. I'm running the MIH program, the Mobile Integrated Health Unit. We go out once a week right now. We have a nurse on staff, and then our firefighter EMTs go out. Brian Lee is one of our main ones that goes out weekly, doing house calls, medical visits, connecting people to social services, kind of helping them navigate the medical system, as well as connecting them to the food bank or VYFS, and helping them support, you know, their growth.
And these are the kinds of things we'd like to share with the community, because there's a lot of people out there that may have just moved to Vashon that aren't aware of the vast amount of services that are available to a lot of people. And it doesn't just limit it to, for instance, the food bank. You don't have to qualify to go to the food bank. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about home visits, now, Brian, is this just a wellness checkup?
Yeah, it can be. Lily was saying, we can go into someone's home, for example, and take a look at any kind of fall hazards that might be present. We can make recommendations or put them in touch with services that can come in and help them install slip protection in their shower or handrails or whatever they might need.
A lot of safety issues.
Yeah, safety issues, because that becomes a big issue, especially people aging in place, which is a thing on the island in all communities. But we want people to stay in their homes as long as possible. That's where they want to be.
For some reason, I'm kind of hooked on crazy reality shows that might not be that real. Do you ever have a hoarding situation?
We do sometimes.
Do you? Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Because there's so many fire hazards, not to mention other issues around that too.
Sure. And MIH can put people in touch with mental health services as well.
Perfect.
Sometimes hoarding is kind of associated with a deterioration in mental health.
Absolutely.
Or whatever kind of goes along with that.
Yeah. And I think with, you know, cleanliness or self-care, a lot of people will let that slip because they don't have an opportunity to get transported off island. Mm-hmm. And they don't, you know, it's too much of a hassle to take the ferry and to find a ride off island. We do have taxi vouchers. So as long as someone is able to get to a ferry and on the ferry alone or with someone that they have as a support system, then we can arrange for a taxi service to take them to their medical appointments free of charge. So they can always contact MIH at the Vashon Fire Department, and we can set that up for them.
So I'm sure there's separate emergency numbers versus non-emergency numbers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So always call 911 if it's an emergency. Our wonderful firefighter EMTs will always be there 24/7 every single day. And then MIH is available. You can sign on to VIFR.org and make an appointment for yourself same day sometimes or a week out. And we'll be happy to send someone to come to your house and help you out.
Very nice. See, I never would have imagined the services can do a turnaround that fast.
Absolutely. So we're currently hiring a social worker as well as an additional nurse so that we can expand our hours and our services.
Wow. So, I mean, we could have you on for a whole other show just talking about how you are going to be working with the Thunderbird facility, if that comes to fruition on the island, because that may take some of the load off of you folks if they have a full medical staff and this and that, I would imagine.
Excuse me.
Could be another call. That's the nature of the business. You never know when you get called 24/7, right, Brian?
That is true, yeah.
Do you have to run?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm good.
So I mean, we can have a whole separate show about that, because I know there's a lot of controversy and a lot of issues around that, so we're not going to get into that right now. But, Lily, I know that you have some programs open to the public that are life-saving opportunities coming up as soon as next week.
Yeah, so September 16th, we have our CPR first aid class. Brian is one of the leaders and instructors for that class. And then we are also adding Narcan distribution training to all of our free CPR classes. And then we'll also be hosting some with partners on the community in September, late September 28th, with Vashon Island Community Council. We will be doing a Narcan training for the community, and more to come.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. And, you know, the community is always has opportunities for growth, and the CPR AED, that is an acronym for, or it's not an acronym, but it stands for adult, or AED?
Automated External Defibrillator, I believe is what it stands for. That's a good question. I always mess that up, and hopefully I didn't just mess it up.
We get too used to the acronyms.
Yeah, we use
acronyms. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you did a lot better than I would do with that, but the class coming up on September 16th is for CPR, AED, and basic first aid. And that's open to all Vashon residents from 12 and up.
That's correct.
So, and it's going to be in the evening, so it should be easy for most people to attend. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That's correct.
And it's going to be at the VIFR Vashon. What is that, VIFR?
So Vashon Island Fire and Rescue. VIFR. And it's actually going to be hosted across the street from our fire station in a building called the Penny Farsi Building. So that's where our administrative offices are and some of our classrooms. So yeah, 6 to 8 o'clock. It's a great time. You do get hands-on experience, like Tom said, applying those AED pads. Maybe you'll learn what AED actually stands for if you go to the class.
Let me know when you find out, would you?
And for Vashon Island, it's very important, we feel like, for the community to know CPR. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, like driving to Maury Island, for example, it takes us a little while to get there. Mm-hmm. And the quicker that our community can get hands-on, whether it's a neighbor or a loved one, that really does help us in our job to save lives.
Oh,
and
no
so
doubt.
We want as many people as possible to take these classes.
Not to mention, let's say if you're just attending, having dinner in a restaurant, and somebody at the next table or in the facility is going through cardiac arrest or whatever it is, choking even.
Absolutely. And we do, thanks for bringing that up, because we do in that class not just teach CPR, but also about the Heimlich maneuver, mm-hmm. And then also bleeding control, so applying a tourniquet and that kind of stuff.
Well, being a rural, remote community makes it even more important that more people are educated.
Absolutely.
And informed with this. And not only that, just building the confidence of being able mm-hmm. to jump in there and help out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people seem to forget that, you know, it's like, I don't want to get involved. It's like, yes, but keep in mind the Good Samaritan rule comes into effect, where you're not going to be at risk for anything coming back on yourself, because everybody considers that nowadays. What if I get sued? It's like, okay, calm down. Go save a life. Okay, this isn't about you right now.
Absolutely.
It's about somebody else, and every second counts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we're really glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's going to be a lot more events coming up that are going to be throughout the year, actually. It's not just CPR first aid. If anybody ever needs a Narcan kit, aren't those readily available at the fire department?
Yeah, you can come pick them up at the fire department. They will have fentanyl testing strips in them. We're just trying to make it as safe to basically just save lives on the island. We provide the Narcan plungers as well. And so if there is an overdose, we'll teach you what to look for, what that looks like. You won't get in trouble. If you are calling 911 because there is an overdose, we want you to call 911 immediately. Mm-hmm. But the Narcan and being trained on how to use it really will help save a life. And so you can use the Narcan that we are giving out for free on someone that's overdosing, and then you call 911, and that gives you a few extra minutes to wait for 911 to arrive and then take it from there.
So even if you yourself are not an opioid user, you may come across somebody that is unresponsive somewhere out there. And that's why I always say, if you're going to get a Narcan kit, keep it in your car, because chances are you're not going to run into the situation where it's needed at home or in your office. It's going to be when you're out and about. And when it comes to using the actual kit, there's usually two applications in each kit.
Yes.
Because oftentimes the person is going to require more than one. And so you don't have to personally know an opioid addict or opioid user. Maybe somebody has just tried something for the first time and they go into a seizure. The Narcan is going to interrupt the high. That's one thing that you should also be aware of, that when you interrupt somebody's high, sometimes they might get a little ticked off, okay? Because that's their goal, is to feel good. And that's what makes them feel good. And you're wrecking that. But they're also dying on the inside. So you apply the Narcan. You have somebody else, if there's somebody else there, go, call 911 now. Say that there's somebody responsive here. You don't have to say it's a drug overdose. You say that somebody's responsive and they need help now. Because, I mean, a lot of addicts are very paranoid and leery, and rightly so, a lot of times, of legal implications. Some might have warrants out and things like that. So there's a lot of fears surrounding a life-saving opportunity. And there goes the sirens. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming to a close in just a couple of minutes. Brian, Lily, is there anything that you would like to add? Because, I mean, there's so much information that we can only get in.
Yeah. Just contact MIH at vifr.org via email, or you can give us a call at our number.
At our phone number that we're about to look up. Also, if any organization on the island wants to schedule a CPR training, they can also do that and reach out to VIFR, and we can host that for you or your organization.
And they're free of charge, always open to the community, and just willing to get the message out there. Our number is 206-463-2405.
Perfect. And for anybody that needs more information on any of these topics, this particular broadcast and all the broadcasts here at Voice of Vashon are available if you just go to our website, or the Voice of Vashon. It's an app for your phone, Voice of Vashon, and you can look up any show that's been on here in our archives and replay it anytime you want. So that's a really good service. I'm so impressed with this station, and it's all volunteers up here in a state-of-the-art studio. So I'm really blessed with this. Kenny, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're going to have you back, because there's more going on and lots of opportunities for Vashon residents.
I realize I did a thumbs up, but I'll do a thumbs up verbal. You can't see that.
So. A vocal thumbs up.
So, folks, next week, next Tuesday at 1:30 on Adventures in Recovery, we have a health wellness coach that runs an organization called Positive Aging, and she provides her services at the Vashon Athletic Club. Her name is Claire Denise, and she is going to be speaking with us about opportunities for fitness programs and how it's never too late. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. I'm your host, Tom Walston, and please have a safe and healing week, and we'll see you again next week.